Soku izika disendaba ku VOA Ndebele. Amachono zihlobo, siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza Washington DC.
Olamukela ngenjabulo enkulu ku Studio 7 ngombulo mhlaka 17 Ngcobakazi 2020 nguPresident Jeremiah. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje, asebefunyane bele COVID-19 eZimbabwe sebezinkulungwane ezidlula ezinhlanu, 5,261. Kuthi emhlabeni jikelele, sebeyizigidi ezidlula amashumi amabili, 21.7 million.
Udaba lweZimbabwe alukaze lube ludaba olusukunyelwayo, selokhu nje kwathi nhlo. Umuntu oke wangathi uyakhuluma ngalo kuqala kwakungu Ian Kramos eBotswana.
Umhlangano wenkokheli yomanyano weSADC Ordinary Summit of Heads and Government uqale lamhla uqhutshwa ebulenjini beinternet. Umhlangano omqoka webandla lamademocrats lakwelemelika owe Democratic Party Convention uqala lamhlanje ntambama. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye zizozizwa kulomsakazo. Ufe abantu ababili izolo ngenxa ye COVID-19 eZimbabwe, okukhubule inani lasebebulewe igciwane leli kwaba likhulu lamashumi edlula amathathu, 132. Kuthi asebefunyanwe bele gciwane leli elizweni sebezinkulungwane ezedlula ezinhlanu, 5,261, kwasinda inkulungwane ezedlula ezimbili, 2,092. Emazweni awezwekazi le-Afrika asebebanjwe bele gciwane leli besedlula isigidi, 1.1 million labulala inkulungwane phose ezingamashumi amabili lane, 25,618. Kubika abenhlanganiso ye-African Union. Abekolitshini le-John Hopkins University yakwelemelika bona bathi emhlabeni jikelele sebeyizigidi ezedlula amashumi amabili, 21.7 million, abafunyenwe bele COVID-19 yabulala inkulungwane ezingamakhulu ezedlula eziyisikhombisa, 775,989. Umhlangano wenkokheli yomanyano weSADC Ordinary Summit of Heads and Government uqale lamhla uqhutshwa ebulenjini beinternet ukhokhelwa ngumongameli Philip Nyusi wele Mozambique osethethe lesi sikhundla ebesiphethwe ngumongameli John Magufuli wele Tanzania. Lanxa bebekhona akade bekhangelele ukubana lomhlangano uzaphatha udaba lweZimbabwe, alukho kuluhlu lwenkulumo ezizahlaziywa. Udaba olumqoka kulomhlangano ngolwabahlamuki bohlobo lwesimuslim abedlulisa amalawulo ababikwa sebehluthune elinye idolobho kwele Mozambique kulokwesabela ukubana abahlamuki laba bengasabalala emhlubelweni wonke wangezansi yezwekazi le-Afrika. Umongameli Nyusi ubikwa esigcele eleZimbabwe elake lancedisa empini labahlamuki be-RENAMO ukubana lithumele njalo ibutho. Kodwa umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa yena ubikwa isithi ufuna kuthunyelwe ibutho elivela kumanyano weSADC, hatshi kweleZimbabwe kuphela. Ukuhlaziya lolu daba, uChris Gande weStudio 7 uxoxe lengcwethi ecubungula ezombusazwe, uMnumzana Zenzo Nkomo.
Okwenza ukuthi udaba lweZimbabwe kungakhulunywa ngalo emhlanganweni weSADC, yingoba uma sibuyele emuva, udaba lweZimbabwe alukaze lube ludaba olusukunyelwayo, selokhu nje kwathi nhlo. Umuntu oke wangathi uyakhuluma ngalo kuqala kwakungu Ian Kramos eBotswana, kodwa naye engatholi isapoti eyeneleyo kwabanye abaholi beSADC. Kuze kuzofika manje siyabona nokuthi uCyril Ramaphosa uthumele ithimba eZimbabwe ngoba kade sokukhona ingcindezi enkulu kakhulu akade isibekwe phezu kwakhe izinhlangano ezihlukahlukene ezamalungelo abantu la eSouth Africa nakhona futhi eZimbabwe kade kulesikhalo esikhulu kakhulu. Ukuthengisela ukuthi ke uma sikubuka lokho kukhona okungabe kuyikuthi amazwe awaliboni njengodaba oluluhlupho kuSADC, oluluhlupho kubantu baseZimbabwe ngoba beyicabangela nabo ukuqhubeka emazweni abo. Uma siwabuka nje amazwe wonke weSADC, awekho mahle kakhulu endabeni yamalungelo abantu.
Njengoba sekungena umongameli omutsha ukukhokhela iSADC, ubona njani lokho?
Umongameli lona ongenayo, asilibekeni kakhulu ithemba kuye, ngoba sibonile laphana uma uhulumeni wezano PF kade evimba ukuthi i-demonstration ukubhikisha lokho akade kuhlelelwe umhla ka 31 kuJulayi ukuthi kungenzeki. Nguyena umholi weSADC ophawulileyo ophumele eshashalazi wafaka ilizwe lakhe esimeni lapho ubudlelwana balo nezwe laseZimbabwe ungaba sengcupheni, kodwa ukhulumile ekugxeka ukuthi why abantu benqatshelwa ukuthi bebhikishe, ngoba lokho kuyingxenye phela yentando yeningi.
Umnumzana Zenzo Nkomo yingcwethi ecubungula ezombusazwe ubekhuluma ecingweni leStudio 7 eseJohannesburg kwele South Africa. Inkokeli yabenkonzo yeRoma ibika ukubona lokhu imelele impendulo evela kumongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa encwadini eyalotshelwa uhulumende isithi njalo ayamukeli impendulo kamphathintambo wezokwethulwa kwemibiko unkosikazi Monica Mchangwa. Amabhishopu ayisikhombisa ale inkonzo alobe incwadi i-pastoral letter beveza ukubana kabajabuliswa ngumumo oselizweni ukwephulwa kwelungelo loluntu, ukungamanga kuhle kwezomnotho welizwe kanye lokuhlukunyezwa kwalabo abalemibono ehlukile kulekahulumende. Amabhishopu la ngathi ofather Robert Ndlovu oyarare, Alex Thomas wakobulawayo, Paul Horan waseMtare, Michael Basera waseMashingo, Albert Serrano waseWange, Rudolf Nyandoro owegogwe, lo Raymond Mumpandasekwa owechinoyi. Kule incwadi basekele umbono wabo ngamazwi akhulunywa ngumuyi uJohn Lewis waseMelika owayelwela ilungelo loluntu, owathi kuseseluhambo olukhulu lokuthi zifezeke izifiso zalabo abasungula umzabalazo wokuthi abensundu bathole inkululeko epheleleyo, besithi the march is still on.
Umsakazo weVoice of America osakaza kuzwekazi leAfrika okugoqela eleZimbabwe ususebenzisa isatellite SES 5 kuband leC-band. Nxa lifisa ukuba kwazi okuningi ngalokhu, ngenani ebelenjini be-internet livule ikhasi le-VOA Ndebele elithi www.voandebele.com. Okunye uza kuthola ebelenjini bokuxhumana obeFacebook ku-VOA Ndebele laku-Twitter ku-VOA Ndebele. Saqhubekela phambili silethulela indaba ezilohlonzi ngendlela esiphakeme.
Isicelo sokuba umkhokheli webandla leTransform Zimbabwe umnumzana Jacob Ngari Vume aphiwe imvumo yokuhlawula isibambiso sebail sesikhangelele ukwethulwa ngolwesihlanu. Uhulumende uyala kubala uNkari Vume aphiwe leyo mvumo esithi ulakho ukukhipha umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa esikhundleni, njengoba sekuleqembu elizibiza ngokuthi July 31st Movement elilakho ukumsekela kulokhu. Umlondolozi Ndlovu weStudio 7 usethulela lolu daba.
Umantshi uTrinus Utahwashe utshele igqwetha likaNkari Vume ukuba kunengi osekuguqukile lokho umkhokheli weTransform Zimbabwe wavalelwayo, esithi uzahlala phansi abhekisise ukuba amnike ibheyili ngolwesihlanu loba hatshi. Igqwetha likaNkari Vume umnumzana Moses Nkomo utshele intatheli izindaba ukuba uthole nzima ejele lapho avalelwe khona ngoba engavunyelwa ukuba izihlobo labangane bezembona.
Sesibe lodubo ukuba balalele lokhu okuthiwe lidale. Walelwe ukuba vakatshelwe, bamalele ukuba simphathele ukudla, bathi ukudla kuthengwe ku-internet. Kuyadula lokhu ngoba abanye bathi $20 ukuba bathwale ukudla kwakhe.
Kubeke chasisa ngesimo sikaNkari Vume esithi baza kuya edale laphezulu nxa abemajele bengayala bemthwalise kanzima yena engelacala.
So we are taking action to rectify the situation.
siyazama ukuba silungisise udubo lolu ikakhulu ukuba athole ukudla lokuba abantu abafuna ukuyambakatshela bavunyelwe eChikurubi.
Umchuchisi umnumzana Michael Reza uthi ungarivume kumele ancishwe imvumo yokuhlawula ibheyili ngoba sekuleqembu leJuly 31 movement lona elikhankasela ukuba uZulu weZimbabwe eqhubeke etshengisela okuyinkuthazo eyasungulwa nguye. Ureza uthi umongameli Mnangagwa ulokhu esesikhundleni sakhe esithi kungaba ingozi nxa ungarivume ngakhululwa acine esefeza injongo yakhe yokumkhupha okungekho emthethweni. Ungarivume kanye lentatheli izindaba uHopo Chingono sebefikisa amaviki amathathu bevalelwe besethiswa icala lokufuna kugenqula uhulumende ngokukhuthaza uZulu ukuba angene ezitaladeni atshengisele okwakuhlelwe ukwenziwa mhlaka 31 Ntulikazi kodwa akusaphumelelanga ngoba uhulumende wabopha lokuhlukumeza labo ababelungisela ukutshengisela lokhu. Kusasa uHopo Chingono uzakupha ubufakazi ecaleni lesicelo sikahulumende sokuvimba ukuba amele ligqwetha unkosikazi Beatrice Mthethwa esithi wephula izikondizo zedale ngokubhala okwenzakala enkundleni yokuxhumana ebulenjini eFacebook ekhasini lakhe. Lokhu uyakulandula umthethwa esithi kasilo lakhe lelo khasi lavulwa ngulowo oqondisa ifilimu yempilo yakhe. Nginele Studio 7 iseHarare ngingumlondolozi Ndlovu.
Umhlangano omqoka webandla lamademocrats lakwele Melika owe Democratic Party Convention uqala lamhla ntambama. Lomhlangano bumele wenzelwe edolobheni leMilwaukee kodwa ngenxa yegciwane leCoronavirus iningi leziphathamandla zebandla leli siza kwethula imibiko yazo ebulenjini beinternet. Lomhlangano ukhangelele ukuphawulwa ngokusemthethweni ukhetha kukamnumzana John Biden ukubana abe nguye ozamela ibandla leli kukhetho lokudinga umongameli welizwe ngolwezi lonyaka. UBiden ukhethe onsundu unkosikazi Kamala Harris ukubana abe ngumsekeli wakhe. Namhlanje iziphathamandla ezikhangelelwe ukukhuluma zibalisa unkosikazi Michelle Obama, umkakhe kamnumzana Barack Obama owayengumongameli weleMelika, lomnumzana Bernie Sanders laye uke wancintisa kumela leli bandla kukhetho lukamongameli kabili. Lo mhlangano ugqitshwa ngolesine. Ku-Live Talk lamhlanje kuhlelo sikhangela umonakalo osudalwe ukuqhamuka kwe-COVID-19 eZimbabwe, ikakhulu ukuqansa kwenani lasebebanjwa beligciwane leli elizweni. Ikansili yakoBulawayo isimise uhlelo lokunikeza abantu amanzi kanye ngeviki besithi amanzi asesilela kakhulu njalo sebezanikeza uZulu onatha emagwegwele criterion amanzi nxa ikhona. UBathabile Masuku sethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Ukungani kuhle kwezulu lokuguga kwempompi zamanzi, ukudubuka lokutshontshwa kwentambo zikagetsi kubikwa sokubangela ngamandla uhlupho lwamanzi koBulawayo. Iziphala zamanzi edolobheni leli ezisemagwegwele criterion zibikwa sezehle kakhulu ngenxa yomsebenzi obusenziwa ukulungisiswa intambo zikagetsi ezatshontshwayo. Ngenxa yalokho amalokishi amaningi koBulawayo awalamanzi njalo ikhansili ithi ayisenelisi ukuqhubeka ngohlelo lokunikeza abantu amanzi kanye ngeviki. Isikhulumi sekhansili yakoBulawayo unkosikazi Nesisa Mpofu ulandisa ngemizamo yabo yokulungisisa ukuthi uZulu athole amanzi.
Ngeviki kumbe singathi 1 day out of 7, i-1 day le i-divide kabili ama 12 hours 12 hours, kodwa kwakathesi kuqala from impela viki sibe lesiphazamiso uletha amanzi ezindlini ngoba okwakuqala mhlaka 31 July siyakhumbula abaningi bakhumbula idolobho laba le-interruption futhi kwakwenziwa ukuthi kulabantu abatshontshayo intambo zegetsi esingathi 2 kilometers of electrical cables atshontshwayo. Kwa-affecta kakhulu lokhu ukupompa kwamanzi edolobheni. Sathi sesilungisile ikhampani esincedisayo i-partner esiqedile ukulungisa saba le-challenge futhi lapho saba lama leaks kumbe ukudubuka kwamanzi along iNyamandlovu line ipipeline mhla ka 6 August. Saphinda njalo futhi eviki ephelileyo mhla ka 13 August kwaba le electrical fault on pipeline lapha esibomba khona amanzi sivela eNyamandlovu. Lokhu kutsho ukuthi amanzi ade ngena kuma reservoirs ebemalutshwana ngoba wonke lokho esikhulumileyo uaffecte kakhulu ipumping. Uma sikhuluma namuhla idolobho selisuspendile iwater shedding 144 hours for almost 2 weeks. Lokhu kunikeza isikhathi ukuthi sirecover.
Unkosikazi Nomsa Ndlovu isakhamuzi sakobulawayo uthi sebehlalela evalweni lwengozi yokuqhamuka kwemikhuhlane.
Umumo wokuswelakala kwamanzi awubona sikhangele, kodwa sisuke sibe lokwesaba ukuthi kungasuke kuqhamuke imikhuhlane abantu bagule ngoba bengawajayelanga amanzi esikotshweni. Esikufisayo ukuthi indawo zonke atholakale amanzi duze labantu, bengahlali amalanga amaningi bengela amanzi ngoba yonke into inhle ngokuthi kulamanzi.
Unkosazana Siphiwe Nyoni uthi sebesesabela ukumemetheka kwe-COVID-19 ngoba sekunzima ukuthi behlale begeza izandla.
Nxa kungela amanzi so sesisesaba, sesayesaba i-corona, ngathi sesayesaba izifo ezibuya lamanzi ezizokuswela kwamanzi. Ukholera, odiarrhea ngoba kumele hlalahlale sigeza izandla. So nxa ungasela amanzi sokuyi-challenge, le-social distancing yabe isinzima ngoba kuyabe ngesekuminyana ezibhoraneni sidinga amanzi.
Umnumzana Mkhokheli Ndlovu osakhulayo uthi ngabe abantu batshelwe kulesikhathi bahlala belungiselele.
Amanzi yimpilo, umuntu kaphile nxa engelamanzi. Kathesi sibhekane lemkhuhlane we-COVID lo. Ngibone kusenzakala lapha emgodini emalayini namanzi lapha. Akulunganga. Sizikhangela ukuthi izamemetheka ngamandla i-COVID. Siyazwisisa ukuthi kungabe kunama-problems, ama-technical problems. Kodwa lokho okwenzakalayo kuzadala ubunzima. Kuzadala ubunzima sibe abantu bazathelana kakhulu i-COVID. Xa sebetshona belayinile amanzi imini yonke ngoba abantu bebengakulindelanga lokho. At least ngabe babatshelile abantu, babisa amanzi abantu bakhelela, bahlale bekwazi ukuthi amanzi azahamba kwesikhathi eside abantu bakhelela.
Ikhansili yakobulawayo ithola amanzi emadamu ayisithupha angaphandle kwedolobho, njalo amanye amadamu lawa awasela manzi ngenxa yokungani kwezulu ngendlela efaneleyo okweminyaka emithathu ilandelana. Uhulumende walaya umansipala wakobulawayo ukuthi adinge ezinye indlela zokuthola amanzi. Ikhansili yona ithi ngaphandle kwamanzi avela emigodini yaseNyamandlovu aquifer ilakho ukuthola amanzi avela edamu leKami. Ithi njalo kudingakala izigidi eziyisichiyagalombili zamadola eMelika i-$77 million ukuthi kulungisiswe uhlupho lwamanzi kuleli dolobho. Kodwa ugatsha lwentuthuko yezabelo luthi kudingakala izigidi eziyisichiyagalombili zamadola eMelika kuphela i-$8 million. Ikhansili yachazisela ikomiti eyathunywa phambilini ukuthi imali ekhulunywa nguhulumende ngeyokulungisisa uhlupho okwesikhathi esifitshane, kodwa ukuthi uhlupho luqedwe kufuneka imali eningi. Idamu leGwayishangani lilakho ukunceda ukuqeda uhlupho lwamanzi, kodwa lukhatshana ukuphela ukwakhiwa ngoba uhulumende ekhala ngemali. Ngimele Studio 7 ikobulawayo, ngingubathalile Masuku.
Le yiStudio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha eVoice of America eseWashington DC. Lisibamba kumagagasi athi 909 medium wave, 4930 7270, laku 9885 kHz kushort wave. Ekuseni kusukusela ngo-6 kusiya ngo-7, kuthi-ke ntambama kusukusela ngo-7 kusiya ngo-9 PM. Sitholakala ku 909 medium wave, laku 4930 6040, laku 15460 kHz ku short wave.
Siveza injabulo enkulu izizalwane zeZimbabwe kule South Africa njengoba uMongameli Cyril Ramaphosa eyazise ukubana kusukela kusasa phose zonke indawo abasebenza kuzo zizoqala ukusebenza ngokugcweleyo. uBenedict Mhlapo usepha lolu daba eseJohannesburg kwele South Africa.
Isimemezelo sikamongameli Cyril Ramaphosa lesi siza ngesikhathi lapho iningi lezalwane zeZimbabwe bese bephelelwe lithemba ngokuvalwa kwamankampani abo kwazise labe bevulile bebesebenza amalanga amalutshwana.
The move to level 2 phansi kwesigaba sesibili se-lockdown sizakhupha phose yonke imigoqo ebisenqabela ukusebenza kuhle kwamabhizimusi
across most industries.
Kusukela kusasa abasebenza emahoteleni lezinye indawo zokwethekelela ezifana nemakhunjini olwandle ezenyamazana zendle lezinye zizabe sezivuliwe. Amalungu ezimuli lawo asezavunyelwa ukwethekelelana. Labo ke abathanda amanzi amponjwana labo sekelede balola imithamo njengoba amabhawa lazo zonke indawo ezithengisa utshwala logwayi zizavula kusasa. Indawo zokudlela ezisebenza bezimbabwe abaningi ebezidonsa nzima ngokwenqatshelwa ukuthengisa utshwala lazo ukhangelele ukuthi ziqale ugcwala. Isizalo seZimbabwe umnumzana Dumiso Gama uthi lokhu kuzakwenza labo asebehleli babuyele emsebenzini.
Siyabonga kakhulu kodwa ngoba nakhona abafowethu nabodade besikulanje ezindlini la. Njalo abanye imisebenzi iphelile. Siyazibongela kupresident wethu, bonge kakhulu nabo onesi labo dokotela abasebenze kangaka bazikhandla abantu. Siyabonga kakhulu.
Umnumzana Nkosilathi Ncubena uthi vele kweminengi imizi yabeZimbabwe laba umangoye ubesebhazalele eziko.
Ukuvulwa kwalezi zindawo kuzoyenceda abantu bakithi kakhulu abeZimbabwe abasebenza kulezo ndawo zotshwala, ama-restaurants, ngoba abasebelahlekelwe imisebenzi abantu. Bese kusithi futhi ngelinye iso kungenzeka-ke iqhubeke ikhuphuka ithathe abantu njengoba bona abantu bakithi beyibo abazosebenza kulezi ndawo ma kuthi bebuyele.
Omunye njalo weZimbabwe umnumzana Wisdom Mkhwananzi laye uyabonga kodwa esithi kulezifundo eziningi abazifundiswe i-coronavirus.
Thina nje singakulwelayo ukuthi ngasona lesi sikhathi esifitshane esisiphiwe ngumnumzana uRamaphosa okuthi athi sisebenze kokho sinesi sikhathi esifitshane, asisebenzeni sisazi ukuthi kukhona okusilindeleyo ngale kwelakithi. Asisebenzeni silungisa ilizwe lakithi ngakhona lokho okufitshane sikunikezweyo thina sibe silungisa okwakithi ukwenzela ukuthi lathi sisuke siyesebenza kwelakithi, hayi kwelokhu sisebenza emalayinini.
Njengoba kuvulwa kwenhlelo zamabhizimusi lenhlalo kaZulu lokhu kusenzeka ngesikhathi asebehlaselwe ligciwane le-coronavirus kwele South Africa sebebanga kuzinkulungwane ezingamakhulu ayisithupha close to 600,000, asebefile sebebanga kuzinkulungwane ezilitshumi lambili close to 12,000. Bonke abeZimbabwe laba bathi balokhu esabela ukuthi ababuyela emsebenzini laba basengozini yokuhlaselwa ileli gciwane. Kodwa ke uhulumende uthi ukugqoka kwamamaski, ukugcoba ama-sanitizer nokunqabela ukusondelelana kuzaqhubeka kusenziwa ukuze abantu bangathelelani leli gciwane. Omahamba ebusuku sebexwayisiwe ukuthi bengatholakala bephandle ngemva kwehola letshumi ntambama bazayifundi valiwe. Belesulo 7 Johannesburg kwele South Africa, ngingu-Benedict Mhlapo. Kwezemidlalo liqhubekeli lokhu lihlezi phezu kwengalani yemiklomelo. Iqembu leKaizer Chiefs lakwele South Africa ngemva kwemidlalo yangempela sonto esigaba se-ABSA Premier Soccer League. Intethelezindaba yethu yezemidlalo uJoseph Njanji usipha lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Iqembu leKaizer Chiefs litshengise ukuba lizimisele ngempela ukuphakamisa isicoco se-league lonyaka ngokunqoba elikwenzela ePolokwane City ngomgqibelo. Amakhosi ahluthunele abafana bePolokwane imiklomelo kabuhlungu ngemva kokuba yenelise ukuhlohla kathathu sekusele imizuzu elitshumi lane ukuba umdlalo ufike emaphethelweni. Lo mdlalo uphele iqembu leChiefs lile-3 kuthi elePolokwane lile-2, njalo limpumela ichiye amakhosi elemiklomelo engamashumi amahlanu lambili. Ukuthi iqembu elihlezi endaweni yesibili leMamelodi Sundowns lilemiklomelo engamashumi amane lesithu. Endaweni yesithathu kuhlezi iqembu le-Orlando Pirates lona elinemiklomelo ngamashumi amane lambili. Kodwa umlandeli walo uBongani Zoza uthi amathuba alo ukuphakamisa isicoco asenciphe kakhulu.
Mina noma ngingumlandeli weqembu le-Orlando Pirates ngicabanga ukuthi ngeke sisayiwina inkomishi ngoba sesadlala imidlalo engaphezu kweyamaqembu ye-Kaizer Chiefs ne-Sundowns, kodwa angaphezu kwethu ngiyamqamela. Futhi ngisho ngoba ngibheka indlela amaqembu ayedlala ngayo kungakavalwa yonke into ngenxa ye-COVID-19.
Iqembu le-Orlando Pirates selidlale imidlalo engamashumi amabili lanhlanu, okutsho ukuba selisalelwe imidlalo emihlanu, kuthi iqembu le-Mamelodi Sundowns lona lingqikelana lele-Cape Town City FC emdlalweni walo wamashumi amabili lane khathesi ntambama. Ngemva walo umdlalo, iqembu le-Sundowns liyabe selidlale imidlalo elinyene laleyo esidlalwe iqembu le-Chiefs. Lawo maqembu azadibana mhla zingamashumi amabili lesikhombisa kuyona le inyanga kaNcwabakazi emdlalweni olakho okutshengisa ukuba isicoco singapha kanyiswa yiliphi iqembu. Iqembu le-Kaizer Chiefs labadlali abayizizalwane zelizwe leZimbabwe ababalisa uKhama Biliat kanye lo-Willard Khatande. Kolunye udaba olumayelana lomdlalo wenguqu, iqembu le-Inter Milan lizadibana lele-Shakhtar Donetsk kusemifinali yesibili kumncintiswano we-Europa League namhla ebusuku. Iqembu elizanqoba lizahlangana leqembu le-Sevilla lona elinqobe le-Manchester United nge-2-1 ngensonto ntambama kusemifinali yakuqala. Ngiyimele Studio 7 ngobulawayo, ngingu-Joseph Njanji.
Hello. Yeah, what do you want to say?
How can I help you?
We are
Come on, you can't do nothing.
Ngehlukana isihlobo wothi sikhangele ezinye zezindaba ebezikhokhela. Asebefunyanwe bele COVID-19 eZimbabwe sebezinkulungwane ezedlula ezinhlanu, 5,261. Kuthi emhlabeni jikelele sebeyizigidi ezedlula amashumi amabili, 21.7 million. Umhlangano wenkokheli yomanyano weSADC Ordinary Summit of Heads and Government uqale lamhlanje uqhutshelwa ebulenjini be-intanethi. Silugqiba ke lapha uhlelo lwethu lwalamhlanje olivalelisayo uPraxedes Jeremiah. Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa kuStudio 7
kusukela ngo-7:30 kusiya ku-8 o'clock ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 p.m. kusvika na 7:30 p.m.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.